courtrooms. I haven't had to spend a lot of time in courtrooms, but I did get called for jury duty 3 times. The first time, the judge asked if anyone thought they had a legitimate reason not to serve. I raised my hand, offered my excuse, and was dismissed, along with a lot of other people. The second time I was called, the judge asked the same question, and I raised my hand, but the judge either didn't see that or ignored it. So I had to wait to speak until I was finally called to the jury box. Then the judge asked if I thought I could serve. I told him that the Constitution said trial by jury, and that I didn't think he was conducting a trial by jury. Therefore, I could not be certain beyond a reasonable doubt. I was dismissed. My third brush with jury duty was almost a repeat of the second time, except that the judge didn't ask the initial dismissal question at all. That was a blow, because I had been thinking I would stand up instead of just raising my hand when the question got asked. When I finally did get to the jury box, I did my best to pollute the jury pool with dissident ideas and was dismissed. And as I was exiting the courtroom, the bailiff stepped out, blocked my exit, and gave me an authoritarian glare for about 5 seconds. Then he let me go. That cheered me up a little bit, but it didn't make up for my irritation at being treated like a slave. How can a system that has a constitutional amendment plainly saying that slavery is not permitted, how can such a system rely on conscripted juries? We have a volunteer army, but we have conscripted juries. If jury duty is not slavery, what is? In Shasta County, they don't even pay the ridiculously small stipend on the first day of jury duty. We were ordered to be at the courthouse early in the morning, and we all lined up and went through the metal detector. Then we reported to the jury pool room, only to be told that we would have to wait while the lawyers talked to the judge. There were a lot more people than needed to form a jury. We were grumpy conscripts, and we sat waiting for a considerable time while the lawyers were busy arguing about things that the judge didn't think we needed to hear. If it were really a trial by jury, the jury would be deciding what the judge needed to hear. But the fascinating thing about all this for me is that if you think in tactical terms, it's remarkable that the enforcement apparatus that made all of this happen consisted of one overweight bailiff. It's clear to me that the so-called justice system in the USA is less of a tool for resolving disputes in society, and more of a tool for keeping certain families in positions of power. These families appear to have little or no respect for the common people. That's an attitude that does not lead to political stability. Instead of a justice system, we need a conflict resolution system. The reality is, enforcing justice based on arbitrary criteria requires criminal activity on the part of the enforcers. The criminal justice system is actually well named, especially if you put the accent on the criminal. The best possible resolution for a conflict between people is for the people to settle their differences themselves. If people can't settle their differences themselves and they need help, that help will usually be best provided by families and community groups who are already familiar with the background information about the people involved. That background information is information that judges and juries will never understand as well as the families involved. If a conflict resolution system is working well, there will be no need for a so-called justice system. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.